And we are back here in the studio from house to home here on 97.9 The Hill. We're back with Dave Wiley from Spotlight Realty. Dave, welcome back.
Thank you for having me.
So as we were talking in our previous segment, sort of a pulse of the market concept, let's talk about new construction. Obviously, okay. One of the drivers of today's market. It seems that there are a ton of headwinds within new construction now. So commodity costs are higher.
Yes.
You've got labor costs and labor availability are also issues for a lot of builders as well. So that perhaps then is translating into higher prices, which of course is perplexing and frustrating for some home buyers.
Absolutely.
But where are we today in terms of those pricing pressures? Are you starting to see those abate a little bit because of the shift maybe? And talk about sort of that triangle pipeline. What does that look like around the triangle specifically for new construction?
Right. And I would maybe say the abatement of those prices is not going down. The properties that we're seeing as far as new construction, those price points are going up and up, especially in hotbed areas, you know, your Maine, Durham, Chapel Hill, and Raleigh. The surrounding areas, though, of the smaller towns are actually seeing maybe the reverse. There's still at least affordability in some of these areas that are outside of, you know, the target areas of Raleigh and Durham.
Right. So when you look at a project, let's say, like Chatham Park, for example,
we're right.
expecting something like 20,000 home sites over the next 30 years.
That's what they're saying.
How does that impact the corridor, for example, that Chatham corridor? So as you're coming up from Sanford, Pittsburgh, then ultimately into Chapel Hill, and then on to Hillsborough, it seems like it's almost a runway effect, right?
Right.
Is that we're getting more and more people coming into it. It's affecting prices all along that corridor. What are you seeing in terms of demand, new builder opportunities as well? Give us sort of a sense of that outlook.
Well, even without the new homes, we're already seeing the prices for resales in those areas skyrocketing.
Yeah.
So the market, you know, would deem that a house in Pittsburgh at this point would probably last on the market no more than 7 days. And currently, active listings in Pittsburgh in a price range, let's say 250 to 350, maybe 10. Currently, and that goes all the way and stretches all the way to Chapel Hill. And so locations even like Briar Chapel that did have lots of new homes, and a lot of those did sit for a while, those are getting eaten up real quick.
Absolutely.
Somewhat ironically, regardless that we do not have a large inventory of homes, buyers have gotten more savvy and are willing to wait to purchase a home. So that's where we're seeing the average day on markets actually increase.
From House to Home is a 3-minute glimpse of housing trends, data points, and housing influences that impact us all.